Thank you. Good afternoon. This presentation is about soil compaction effect on soil properties and also on root bark growth. This is work done in New Zealand by Plant and Food Research Institute. And this is the list of co-workers and co-author. This presentation is in line with the previous presentation because it also addresses soil quality in different regions around the world. We think that this subject is important because soil compaction can limit plant growth, not only because those compacted layers, in this case we are going to talk about tillage pans, are able to stop root growth, but because if roots are not able to fully explore the soil, then plants are not able to find enough water and enough nutrients to grow. And we consider that if we are able to understand this process in a better way, then perhaps we're able to identify better management practices, and also we can perhaps capture those processes into models and enhance our prediction ability for cropping systems. Given this background, the hypothesis of this project was that this compacted layer, this tillage pan, can perhaps decrease the crop growth and productivity. And the objective was then to examine if we create those compacted layers, what can happen to the plant response and to those selected properties that we study in this experiment. Let me provide some details about the method. This experiment was located in Lincoln, New Zealand, and the soil is a templeton, is a sealed dome in the USDA taxonomy, could be an insecticide, and it was established using a Latin square design with 5 treatments and 5 replicates, and the experimental plots were large enough to accommodate a whole series of repeated measurements in this experiment. I would like to provide details on how the compaction treatment were established. Using heavy equipment, the top soil was removed, 50 centimeters of soil were removed, and the first treatment, the control, was simply just repositioning that soil where it was originally present. So that's our control treatment. The second treatment would be after removing the 50 centimeters of soil, a mechanical tillage was applied to loosen additionally 10 centimeters of soil. So at that depth where we were after removing the soil. And subsequently, the topsoil was also repositioned where it was originally in place. And we also have other 3 treatments. In this case, we have increasing degrees of compaction. Using a roller, we have 1 pass of roller as a treatment, 8 passes of roller, and we also have 8 passes of roller, but with vibration, which we increase the applied pressure in those soils. And in that case, we have then 5 different treatments. I would like to clarify that in the New Zealand context, well, over there we are, when here is fall, over there is spring, right? These treatments were applied in middle October. Right, and then many of the activities dates would be sounds like in the other season, but we actually when we are in October there is a spring, so I would like to clarify that. And also the other clarification that I would like to do is that these treatments were targeting to create a range of compaction variation. So the goal was not to have an extreme compaction, but just to have a range of compaction conditions so that we can see a response across that range. Saying that, I would like to provide some details about the crop management. As conventional, in early November, we have tillage in the surface soil just to prepare the seed bed, and some fertilizer was applied, barley was planted, urea was applied in middle in December, and anthesis was observed in middle January. Harvest was done in March. The water was abundant in this experiment. Irrigation was applied according to soil water deficit approach. And during the plant to anthesis period, there were 110 millimeters of irrigation and 66 of rainfall. So very well watered crop. Next, I would like to move on to results. This is the outline of results. We have measurements of water retention. From then, we derive macroporosity, porosity distribution, hydraulic conductivity in the field. Penetration resistance was also measured. We have a value for plant response above ground and measurements of root growth. This is the measurements of water retention within water retention measurement for several different soil depths and for all the five different treatments. However, this is just an example of the result of soil water retention using undisturbed cores. From there, then we derive our results for macroporosity. This is the result for macroporosity for just below where the compaction was applied, and therefore we saw a response of the soil to the applied compaction. And you can see here that as the compaction was applied was increased, then we have less macroporosity, which is expected. And that result was also observed even deeper in the soil, which means that the applied compaction had effect not only where the roller went through, but also even deeper in the soil, indicating that the effect was all through the profile. So this is my macroporosity being affected by the compaction. And we also have a more detailed description of porosity distribution for the depth where compaction was applied. And out of these different pore size classes, I would like just to highlight two of them. One of them is here in the range from 300 to 70 micrometers radius, where the most striking differences were observed. The heaviest compacted soil has a decrease in macroporosity, and the loosened soil has an increase in microporosity, which is expected. And the other result that I would like to highlight is that here where we have the microporous present, then we have an increase in microporosity for the heaviest compacted soil. And that's telling us that those macropores in that soil, as compaction was applied, are being converted into micropores. Furthermore, when measurements of hydraulic conductivity were done in these soils, and that tells us about the conductivity of the pores, we're also able to observe differences across treatments. And what this is telling us is, with additional modeling that was done in this data, is that macropores conducting water in these soils have been converted into mesopores. So there is a dynamic of conversion of pores as compaction was applied in these fields. Other field measurement that we conducted, because it's very related to compaction, was related to penetration resistance. And again, we see differences across treatments. And in addition to see that the penetration resistance increased with applied compaction, we also saw that if we compare to this threshold in the literature of 2 millipascals, which is is known to be a threshold for optimal root growth, then we can see that at least in 2 treatments, we perhaps are seeing conditions that are not ideal for root growth. These are results for the soil properties. I would like to move now on to plant aspects of these experiments. Although we have a compaction in those fields, there were no difference for the plant response above ground, not either for total biomass or for grain. And this is in agreement with a previous study. We have observed that although compaction can exist in fields, barley is able to grow in the same as in normal conditions. Because we have a compaction applied and effectively changing soil properties, and we have a plant that is responding and growing equally in all those conditions, then we look at the root data just to build some understanding on what was happening in this experiment, in those results. Results from root diameter are shown here, and as we can see in this graph, below the compacted layer, then we can see that the heaviest compacted treatment resulted in increasing root diameter. So these root barley are increasing in diameters, and because of that, they have increased strength to grow across those compacted layers, and that's how this crop is being successful and in finding enough water and enough nutrients in those conditions. And that effect is also observed even deeper than where the compacted layer was applied. Those are results for root diameter. We also look at root length. And these results are for when anthesis was observed, so at full root development. And in the case of root length, there are no difference where root diameter were observed. However, at the depth where the soil was loosening in one of the treatments, we can see that root length was increased. So we are loosening the soil, root length density is increasing. However, that didn't translate into increased yield. So it's just the plan being able to explore more the soil because the soil is loosening, but that didn't give any advantage for plant productivity. To summarize, then, the soil and plant results, I would like just to wrap up here. And effectively, in these soils, compaction can happen as we've applied compaction and artificially created compaction. We saw a shift in soil properties, and that changed our water holding capacity and other aspects that we didn't look today, but we saw some evidence that compaction can change the soil environment and for plants. However, this compaction didn't affect the barley growth. That doesn't mean that for other crops, there will be the same effects. Perhaps other different crops will be much more susceptible, but in the case of barley, which was a question relevant for farmers in this context, there was no such effects. And it is because with increasing compaction, these roots were thicker, it has increased strength, and they were able to grow across those compacted layers. The only detail that is important is that this crop was well watered. There was abundant water in the soil, and therefore the compacted layer was not hard for the roots to grow. So it's also something that informed farmers that if they keep the soil with appropriate water level conditions, then roots are also likely to prosper in those soils because it's not as hard as in a soil that is properly watered. And finally, because of this, then we can see that plants were able to find enough nutrients and enough water through the entire profile. With that, thank you, and I would like to entertain questions. I guess there are two parts here. One of them is that we need to create some uniform conditions so that we can control what is going on, and that's why we apply some artificial pressure there. We create it artificially, that's true, and so that we can have some plots that they are uniform, and that way we know that there is compaction there created. The broader context is that sometimes in fields we have a compacted tillage pan after repeated tillage operations, and because it is often tying at the same depth, then we have a increasing density in some layers. Those dense layers are called tillage pan, and that's what we were trying to recreate here. And you say that we perhaps can create those if we run tillage operations during many, many years in one given site, right, at the same depth, right, and then we can have that condition, right? However, we took here the approach of trying to recreate that as similar as possible. So this is a simulation of that effect of tillage pan to some extent. There have been some experiments using similar methods. There are two studies in Pakistan, one in Minnesota, and it's work that have been conducted using similar approaches. So we are going to remove the topsoil, we are going to apply some pressure, and simulating the tillage pan, and then we are going to reposition the soil and grow the crop and see what's the response, trying to gain some knowledge about this subsurface compaction. Yeah. we can talk some more later about that, because I am very interested in the subject. So, thank you.